WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
You're listening to WBEZ. National Soul Food Month ends today. Foodies have been celebrating the culinary heritage of African Americans and the people of the African diaspora. The founder of National Soul Food Month lives in Chicago, and we sent WBEZ producer Sienna Greaves to the Chatham neighborhood for a recipe and a culinary lesson for every family.
Charlotte Draper is busy in the sunny kitchen of her Southside bungalow. Her windows letting in beams of sunlight, she's ready for action.
Is it okay if you put your phone on vibrate?
It is on vibrate.
Okay, good. Perfect. Right. Thank you.
Yeah,
okay.
You're welcome.
Draper was the food editor at Ebony Magazine in the early 1980s, so this isn't her first rodeo. And like any good editor, she is polished, punctual, and prepared.
Today we're cooking field greens with Mississippi caviar. Most people know black-eyed peas as a hot stew-type dish that they eat at the first of the year. But what I've done today is to take the traditional black-eyed pea and make a salad.
She pulls out a tray of porcelain ramekins. Sunlight hits neatly diced yellow and red peppers. There are purple onions and black-eyed peas that glisten like polished marbles.
So first we'll add our black-eyed peas to a mixing bowl. And we'll follow with strips of yellow pepper. The recipe calls for 1 cup, and it takes really a medium-sized entire pepper, which surprised me. 2 plum tomatoes that are chopped, we add them. Add our red onion, and certainly if you've got green onion, you can use whichever onion you have handy.
A handful of parsley, and for our dressing, this former food editor is using a store-bought Italian vinaigrette.
This is a great salad to have on hand in the summer months, and you can take it to the barbecue or the cookout and put that traditional potato salad to shame.
The salad is Draper's own creation, but she was inspired by a cookbook called A Date with a Dish. The book was written by Frida DeKnight and published in 1948. It's one part culinary guide, but it also provides a snapshot of the traditions behind mid-century African-American cooking. Draper continues Frida's work of safeguarding these foodways. It's something she feels personally.
Most people have in their family an aunt or uncle who made the very famous coleslaw or grilled ribs. Yep. Well, then they never wrote anything down. So when they transition, nobody has the recipe. My uncle was our family pitmaster, and he made the best lamb ribs. His daughter doesn't have the recipe. I don't have the recipe. And every year we say, oh, let's get together and try to make some lamb ribs. It's very important to preserve recipes, cookbooks, traditions, artifacts, and just general information.
Some finishing touches to our salad and...
all done.
Charlotte Draper's field greens with Mississippi caviar does not disappoint. The tender peas play nicely with the crisp peppers and lettuce. It's an example of letting a classic dish evolve with a little innovation.
You know, recipes have many lives.
Indeed they do. And Charlotte's black-eyed pea salad will adorn my family's table this summer. I'll be sure to write down the recipe and pass it on with love. Sienna Greaves, WBEZ News.